Passionate conservationist Josh Mills argues that a lot of dams are unnecessary and only contribute to the demise of salmon and steelhead populations. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We just have to look beyond what is there, get over the fear of loss and say there could be so much more for the region. We only have to look to every other dam removal project that has happened, whether that's the Penobscot and the Kennebec in Maine and Massachusetts or wherever those are at. You look at what's happened on the Elwha with the rebuilding there. I mean, last year, they basically, the phoenix of the salmon steelhead on that river, trout had turned back into their anadromous form, gone out to the ocean, and they last year they counted over 1,000 returning adult summer steelhead on the Elwha when they had none before. Miracles happen when you just get out of their stinking way. And next, we have the Klamath dams coming down in Oregon and California in the next 5 to 10 years, and those will be the biggest rehabilitative projects. Those used to be the basket of salmon and steelhead in Northern California and Southern Oregon, and those are coming out. It's just every time that these dams come out that are derelict, that are not serving their purpose, that are not power producing, that are just really derelict, old, deadbeat dams, a river is reborn, the food web is rebuilt, and everything turns back. It's not without peril, but I'm telling you right now, it's the way to go, to free the snake and let these rivers behave as they should be.
There are alternative views, but Josh sure makes a point. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.